You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
By the way, Cole was on WIP yesterday.
He's great.
He was like great, right? Yeah. And talked about a lot of stuff that I hadn't heard. Like, talked about the struggles in 09 and what that was like for him. Talked about getting booed off the mound that first game. Like,
so I didn't remember that.
See, that was an age thing probably, because I remember that well.
I remember Eaton getting booed.
It was one of the most disgraceful moments as a Phillies fan.
Was it opening day?
It was his first start.
No, but was it opening day?
I don't remember if it was him. It would have been him, I think. Yeah, it must have been. Well, because Cliff came
in at the deadline.
Yeah, the deadline. So yeah, it would have been.
I don't remember because I was there. I mean, I was there to boo at Eaton. I remember that boo.
Well, that's
it's probably my most proud fan.
It's my favorite boo of all time.
Well, besides, I did get in the head of Chad Qualls.
Yes, you've told this story before.
When he was a Marlin.
Yes. The dugout or the left field.
I didn't remember the boo off the mound. On opening
it was not
day.
Good.
That's not.
It was really
not a great look.
The guy just won the World Series MVP. It was tough.
Yeah,
it's not what you want to see.
Great.
Yeah.
But no, Cole was great.
He was great.
And it gave us a good, I think it gave us a good glimpse into Nola.
I agree. Well, that was what was so interesting about it. Yeah.
And Nola went out yesterday. And
let's get to it.
Yes.
So what did you think? I thought, especially early on, the swing and miss stuff, like actually getting some swing and misses early looked good. Like, you know, had the fourth and the fifth inning. And in each of those two innings, I was like, here it is. Here we go. We're going to be losing at the end of this inning. The 5 runs, 6 runs. I was texting buddies, oh, here it comes. You know, and then, you know, gave up 2 runs.
But he didn't.
But he did it. He found his way through it. And he ended up pitching 6 2-runs, like the best start we've seen from him in a little while. What'd you think from what we saw from Aaron yesterday?
I was happy. Yeah. I was happy for a couple.
I was happy. Good. It was nice.
That's a big take. 215. He was good. Like he had what, 8 strikeouts, no walks.
I think it was 8. Yeah,
8 strikeouts, no walks, and no home runs, which is big.
So first time all season that he's had 2 starts in a row with that home run.
Whoa!
First time all season. Pretty amazing.
To
September and not go back to back starts, that could be a moment.
We getting Knowles? We getting big game Knowles?
Playoff Knowles, he's back.
Playoff Knowles. Well, it's time. I told you, it's a chance to rewrite a season.
And we said this last year for Castellanos, right? Going to the playoffs, we were like. It's funny because he did, just not with the bat. But we were like, hey, you know, this guy has had an abysmal season. People have hated having him here. But all this guy has to do is have a month. And no one will remember any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Aaron Nola has a chance to take a season that has been dog bleep. We don't curse on this pod.
Except for you.
And a little bit ago. Yeah, yep, that's right. Me sometimes when I can't help myself.
It's like a
I know. I stopped myself. It is funny. You make a great point that I talk on the radio for a living and never even come close. Yeah, but on this pod.
Every day.
You can get me going, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So Nola has a chance to rewrite his season. I thought he looked good yesterday. Obviously, the swing and miss was good. 8 strikeouts, good. No home runs, the biggest kind of thing there. But I like that he battled his way in and out of those innings. I know it was back-to-back. I know it was annoying. I know it felt like here it comes. And I think we all felt that way. But his ability to get through that, I think, is going to be a big mental hurdle for him, hopefully.
Against a great lineup.
So if he can say, okay, I did it there. The avalanche didn't happen. I got through it. And if he can just unlock that, I think we can see a different Aaron Nola. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, and I thought yesterday was a big day if you wanted to get a glimpse into what Rob Thompson really thinks about this team and who he trusts and who he doesn't trust. I don't think he really trusts Aaron Nola. Like, the fact that he pulled him after the sixth, I thought, showed that. Mm-hmm. I thought it was a lock. He's going out there for the seventh.
I was shocked. And I was floored.
And he didn't. And I think that shows that, you know, he's going to give him a chance, but his rope is tight. His rope is tighter. And then the other part of yesterday was there was two classic Sir Anthony spots in the Hoffman inning and in the 10th, where Strom came in, mm-hmm. that's always been Sir Anthony's spot. He didn't pitch him.
Yep.
And I think that, you know, I've been asking for him to put Hoffman there instead of Sir Anthony. I was glad he did. It wasn't like, I thought he had a bit of a quick hook on Hoffman, but at the same time, you want a lefty on Olsen so the game doesn't get tied up. Mm-hmm. And Soto, for as bad as he's been this year.
He's been good against lefties.
Well, lefties are batting 110 off him. So he still can get left-handed hitters out. Yeah. So I thought it was an aggressive Rob Thompson, but I thought it was also a glimpse into what the postseason around here might be like.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Yeah, no, I think that's really fascinating. And look, I think we've all been kind of where we're at with Nola. And yesterday was encouraging. The Sir Anthony one for me is in some ways not more concerning. I do think Nola is more important, but in some ways more concerning in that like I expected him to get back. Nola, it would be a pleasant surprise, but I'm not expecting it. Like Sir Anthony, I am surprised that he is still struggling.
Yeah, and I know people will, now the one caveat, and I don't think it's the case. Personally, I guess he threw Friday, Sunday, Monday?
Yeah.
Friday, Sunday, Monday.
I think that's right.
Whatever. So he had pitched like three out of the last five games, I'm pretty sure. But still, I mean, he has been known to push guys and put guys in. He pitched the night before. But I still think that at this point you need that win. And those felt like Sir Anthony spots. And it's not like Hoffman, it feels like he's pitched every game. So, yeah. You know, whatever.
And also should theoretically be on more of an innings limit and all that type of stuff.
Yeah. The home run to Walker happened. I just think he's looked better. Like, I don't think he's looked like a complete. Now, the home run thing is concerning, and I get it. And I think that's a product of trying to sacrifice stuff for control. Because I think he got so out of whack with trying to overpower people that it was costing him walks and he's giving up free bases. And now he's figured out how to rein it in. Like, you haven't seen him walking people much recently. Mm-hmm. But I think it's caused him to lose some of his stuff and maybe flatten out of some of his stuff. So I think that's a bit of a process. But I think he is showing some signs. The problem is it might just be too late and we might have to figure it out in the postseason. Like, we might have to see if he can just if he has a red light, mm-hmm. if he's a red light player.
Yeah. No, and look, I mean, he was great last year. You know, we certainly have seen him flip the switch before and just kind of go from struggling to awesome, and the stuff is like that. You know, it's just frustrating because we haven't seen all year really with him.
No.
You know, at no point, like, and he had that nice stretch where he was getting outs and stuff, but at no point have we watched him and been like, wow, that's the best pitcher on this team.
Well,
you know, which we have felt many times over the last
few. Oh, I mean, Peak Sir Anthony is the best reliever we've had here since.
Yes.
since
I mean, and Alvarado for the beginning of the season. Those two for like a month, you know, but that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and current Jeff Hoffman.
Well, obviously.
who could forget?
I thought that was just accepted.
Yeah. Respect Jeff Hoffman. So, yeah, it's definitely the big thing. And it's funny because the way we talk about Sir Anthony and Nola is how we were talking about Trey Turner, where it's like, well, I'm not expecting it this year. Mm-hmm. Like, just chalk this one up as a lost season.
Mm-hmm.
But much like Nola, Sir Anthony has a chance to turn his season around. And I haven't given up on the idea of Sir Anthony.
Who do you have more confidence in? Of
what?
The two.
Of
if you
Nola,
had to say
Sir Anthony?
One of the two will end up turning it around and having a really nice playoffs for this team, which one would you pick of the two if you had to pick one?
Sir Anthony.
I would too. I know.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Sir Anthony.
Yeah.
Mostly because Nola has more opportunities, more innings, whatever. I don't know. It's weird with Sir Anthony because I think if he gets into like a tight game in a postseason series,
you still kind of trust him.
I feel like he's still got a little something.
Look, I think so too. Like I won't know how I feel until I actually feel it. But trying to like put myself in that spot right now. Maybe it's just because it was great last year and we saw him do it. But like, I feel like if certain thing comes into a playoff game, like I'm not gonna feel as good as I did last year. But I'm still gonna need to see him fail before I'm gonna believe he's gonna fail.
Mm-hmm. And obviously he has the stuff to still do it. And he kind of has. I mean, his inning on Friday in St. Louis was just like bang, it's over.
Yeah.
The inning Sunday in St. Louis, it was trending in that way, and he made a bad pitch to Jordan Walker. Walker didn't miss it.
Nope.
So I don't know. There's still some part of me that has belief in Sir Anthony.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at too.